This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military says it has rescued two hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip. It identified them as Fernando Simon Marmon and Louis Haar. It says both men were kidnapped by Hamas militants from kibbutz in the October 7th cross-border attack. Rescue took place early Monday in the southern border town of Rafah in a raid that killed at least seven people, according to Palestinian officials. The army says both men are in good condition. Israel says around 100 hostages remain in Hamas captivity, as well as the remains of about 30 others. The death toll from a massive landslide that hit a gold mining village in the southern Philippines has risen to 54, with 63 people still missing. The landslide hit the mountain village in the province on Tuesday night after weeks of torrential rains. The provincial government said that in a Facebook post on Sunday that 54 bodies had been retrieved. It said 32 residents survived with injuries, but 63 remained missing. Officials have said among those missing were gold miners waiting in two buses to be driven home when the landslide struck and buried them. More than 1,100 families have been moved to evacuation centers for their safety. NATO's leader is warning that Donald Trump is putting the safety of U.S. troops and their allies at risk. The alliance's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg issued a statement Sunday after the Republican presidential frontrunner said Russia should be able to do whatever the hell they want to alliance members who don't meet their defense spending targets. Stoltenberg said the 31 allies are committed to defending each other. Trump's remarks caused deep concern in Poland, which has been under Russian control more often than not since the